Hello, everybody. Welcome to Group Chat, your weekly podcast for everything disability. Today, I have with me Jonathan Shah.
Hello.
EBD. And myself, David D. Today, we'll be talking about being active in the community and...
and being an advocate in the community with our special guest, Nidhi Shakaran. Welcome, Nidhi. How are you today?
Thank you, Jonathan, EB, and David, for welcoming me onto Crip Chat.
You're welcome.
It's always good to have you, Nidhi. Tell us a bit about yourself and the work that you do in your community.
I am a disability advocate for people from a cult background or multicultural backgrounds. I work with 9 different organizations, including including Diversity and Disability Alliance as a peer worker.
That's awesome. And you're a fierce advocate in your community. You were nominated for the Blind Australian of the Year. Wow, that's amazing. For the work that you do in the advocacy space, how important is it for people with disability to advocate, use their voice?
It's very important. It's critically important that they advocate for themselves, because advocacy for the multicultural community is often the first point of contact with organizational support, because our people have less access to information. They often need language assistance, and they don't know that these kind of sexual health awareness services and advocacy services exist for our community. And they don't know also about organizational support that they can access, because we are more dependent on our families for support as carers.
It's awesome, you know, that you're advocating in this space, you know, for people that really, you don't have a voice. You know, I guess shy. To use their voice. But Nidhi, you said that you work for 9 different organizations. Wow, that's amazing. A lot of work. Could you name the different organizations you work for?
I work for Family Planning Australia, previously known as Family Planning New South Wales, People with Disability Australia, New South Wales Health, MDAA, DDA. And I also work for an organization called Kaleidoscope Focus. I also have worked for the NDIA in the short term as well. So, yes, I have worked for 9 or 10 organizations that I'm currently working for. I work for them casually and I work from home, and they don't come all at the same time. So I work for multiple organizations within the same day.
Well, no, that's good. It's good that you spoke some hour.
How do you balance your time between all those organizations?
How do I balance my time? Look, I am very good at time managing. And like I said, because they work casually and they are sessional workers, most of my work is project-based. So sometimes I'm very lucky that, you know, the organizations that I haven't been able to give time to, sometimes I get free time in the middle and then I can give time to them. And because I work from home, I've got very flexible hours in that space. I save a lot of time on travel, Jonathan.
Speaking of, you know, the different projects that you're involved with, one of the projects involves peer mentoring. Tell us a little about peer mentoring. What does that involve?
Peer mentoring is a project that I work with DDA. So peer mentoring is a project that helps people with disabilities achieve their goals. It basically focuses on achieving their goals for only 5 sessions at a time. It is a session that can be tailored to a person's needs. It can be done on Zoom or one-to-one or over the phone, but it has to be done in a very structured format because we deal with long-term and short-term goals. according to a person's needs. It can be only done over 5 sessions, which are normally between 1.5 to 2 hours.
So if you ever need mentoring, you know who to go to. Our amazing Nidhi. Thank you very much for sharing with us, Nidhi. On a personal level, advocating for people with disability, how does it make you feel?
Advocating for people with disability is very rewarding, but it also is very tiring. It's a tireless job because systems take a long time to change. And I do a lot of policy work with Sydney City Council as well. I actually find it very rewarding and tireless at the same time. Sometimes it's very stressful because it's a very stressful carrying other people's burdens and advocating for the community. So you need to look after your mental health and self-care. Give time for yourself to rejuvenate.
That's a very useful tip. I think we all need to take a break from time to time.
Why do you do chew in your downtime?
What do I do in my own time to relax?
Yeah.
I go out with friends. I listen to Bollywood songs and do Bollywood dancing. I do Toastmasters and have done public speaking. And I am also writing my own autobiography.
Oh, wow, you're writing your own autobiography. How is that going, Anini? Do you tell?
I'm voice recording it at the moment. So it's going very slowly because I am involved in another research project for people with technology and I've co-authored a book. So I've kind of put my own autobiography to the side at the minute, but I am voice recording it, so it's slightly easier to do.
And when is that due to be, I guess, released?
It doesn't have a time frame at the moment, Ivy, because it's in the early stages of writing and I haven't even got a publisher yet. I'm just voice recording all that into themes at the moment. It takes about 2 or 3 years or even longer for someone with a vision impairment to do. I'm vision impaired and I have cerebral palsy, so I have to be careful of how much visual fatigue I go through writing something like that or voice recording something like that. It takes a long, tedious process. So it could take anywhere between 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, no, thank you for sharing that, Nidhi. I'm awesome. Just watch this face for the viewers out there. Nidhi's in the process of writing her own autobiography. Can't wait for it to come out. Nidhi, can you share a moment or experience that led to personal or professional growth in your advocacy journey? And what lessons did you take from it?
I was born in India and I moved to New Zealand and Australia, so I had to learn different systems. And then the other one was when I had to accept my disability in uni for what it is, because culturally it was very hard for me to accept my disability. It was at the age of 18. And the third one was when I won the Blind Australian of the Year for Sexual Health Awareness Services this year and the Inspirational Woman of the Year, also nominated by Rotary International earlier this year. So I still can't believe it. It's a very, very humbling experience for me. And for the Blind Australian of the Year, I was one of 2 people in New South Wales and one of 9 finalists across Australia for working with the Building Access Project with the New South Wales Disability Strategy. Also with the Young People's Service in Queensland for New South Wales Health and for Family Planning Australia with Planet Puberty, an interactive website for people with intellectual disability and autism and carers of people with intellectual disability and autism between the ages of 7 and 17. It's a very rewarding experience, but a very humbling one.
Interesting. Amazing. Any advice you would like to share with your viewers regarding advocacy and being involved in your community?
Always remember that advocacy is not always paid. It is a like a volunteer experience most of the time, but it can be paid as a form of peer support and some of it can be paid. But remember that also 90% of your jobs come from word of mouth. So market yourself to different organizations, go to these expos and conferences and learn more about what you want to do, volunteer in the sector and then learn about what you feel happy to do. Always remember that it is your own journey and you can pace it at your own pace. Nobody's pushing you to do at a level that you're not suited to do it at.
Thank you very much for sharing. Yeah, David, Jonathan, do you have any final thoughts or comments you would like to share with me?
Well, I think she's doing a great job and to keep on keeping up. And I know it's a bit hard with being blind and trying to communicate with others when you can't see if they're listening or not. And some people have different problems with communicating with others. It's a challenge, but we're all over here to work together to overcome the challenges. If we don't try, we won't succeed. Good work and God bless you.
Thank you for that, David. Jonathan, any final thoughts?
Thank you so much for your advocacy and keep up the good fight.
Great advocate, fierce advocate in our community, and keep up the work that you do, Nini. Thank you very much for joining us on Kukra, your weekly podcast on everything disability. Join us next week as we talk about more things disability.